Welcome to Lit Poetry, the podcast where we go on a journey of discovery, reading, analyzing, and discussing great poetry from around the world. Poetry is worth it because the reading and writing of poetry is a revolutionary act that has the potential to transform both the reader and our world.
In life, like in boxing, fighting against a brutal opponent can be tough. Each moment you must be on guard against the body blows, left hooks and haymakers that want to down you on the canvas. In our featured poem today, Black African-American poet Maya Angelou places you in the ring and tells life from the perspective of struggling against the opponent of systemic racial oppression. This is a poem about courage and hope, and as such, the poem represents a great way to commence season 6 of the Lit Poetry podcast after such a long break. So let's take a listen to the poem, shall we? Fight.
Still I'll rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trot me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my own living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainties of tides, just like hopes springing high, still, I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops weakening my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't take it awful hard. 'Cause I laugh like I got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise? 'Cause I dance like I got diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise up from a past that is rooted in pain. I rise. I am a black ocean leaping wide, welling and swelling. I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, and still I rise.
So I want to start by talking about the historical context of this poem. The poem Still I Rise made its debut in 1978. By this juncture in her literary journey, Angelou had solidified her status as an established author, boasting a repertoire that included 6 plays, 3 autobiographies, 2 poetry collections, and a spoken word album. Following its release, Still I Rise not only ascended to prominence, but also stood out as one of the enduring highlights in Angelou's illustrious career. Angelou's poetic creations frequently draw from her own life, delving into themes connected to black identity and female recognition. Beyond her prowess as a poet, Angelou, a multifaceted artist, seamlessly integrated spoken word performance, theatre, music, and dance into her stage performances, emphasizing an immersive experience that transcends the written word. The distinct charm of Still I Rise finds its zenith in performance. This performative quality, deeply rooted in African-American oral traditions and echoing the vibrancy of the Harlem Renaissance in the 1920s, showcases Angelou's mastery in blending jazz rhythms with the celebration of blackness. The resonance of her poetry, particularly when heard aloud, aligns with the oral traditions that inspired it. Angelou's influence extends beyond her immediate literary impact, shaping modern slam poetry, a dynamic genre designed for oral delivery. In Still I Rise, we have a poem whose enduring message of overcoming oppression and triumphing over evil and hatred continues to strike a chord with readers worldwide, ensuring its lasting resonance in the literary landscape. Welcome back. So I want to talk here a little bit about the theme of defiance in the face of oppression that we find in the poem. In the poem Still I Rise, society relentlessly attempts to humiliate and demean the speaker, who lacks the power to fight back. The oppressive you in the poem may enact violence upon her, write lies presented as facts, and escalate attempts to harm her. The poem asserts that an oppressive society poses a clear and pressing danger to the speaker's body and mind. The ability to crush the speaker into the dirt, shoot, cut, and even kill with hatefulness is emphasized. Despite the negative and hateful responses from the oppressor, the speaker continues to prosper. As such, Still I Rise transcends being a mere call for resilience in the face of adversity. It transforms into a contemporary ode celebrating the potency and beauty inherent in blackness. The speaker, confronting a racist society that devalues black lives and bodies, really strongly rejects this notion. The speaker affirms her complete humanity, intertwining her body with symbols of worth like oil wells and gold mines. These comparisons subtly critique racist and sexist assumptions, challenging the conventional ties of beauty and power exclusively to whiteness and masculinity. Angelou, a staunch civil rights activist, crafted Still I Rise as a powerful statement against anti-black racism in America. The poem's celebration of dignity in the face of oppression has a universal resonance, applicable in any circumstance where a marginalized person refuses to be broken by prejudice and hatred. The speaker's rise is repeatedly emphasized over the oppressor's violent hatred, progressing from the rise of dust to air, physically located above the earth. This evolution reinforces the speaker's triumphant ascent over oppression, akin to the rise of moons and suns, which makes it inevitable and unstoppable. The speaker's response to oppression is characterized by not only survival but also thriving, provoking anger from the oppressor. The speaker questions why the oppressor is upset, offended, and gloomy in response to her confident walk, her generous laughter, and dazzling dance. The speaker's joy and refusal to bend become acts of defiance against the oppressor's will. Regardless of the oppressor's attempts to elicit lowered eyes and teardrops and soulful cries, the speaker persists in living with joy, pride and dignity as an act of resistance and triumph. In a world tainted by racism, the poem suggests society harbors desires to harm and obliterate black lives. The poem references the shameful history of slavery, illustrating how society historically devalued black lives by subjugating enslaved individuals to unimaginable pain and stripping them of agency over their own lives and bodies. Despite this history, the speaker steadfastly insists on the intrinsic humanity, value, power, and beauty of her black body. Drawing a subtle biblical allusion, the speaker rises like dust, equating herself to the biblical creation of humans. The speaker walks, laughs, and dances as though possessing valuable assets, assigning worth and power to her body in defiance of social norms. Notably, the reference to diamonds at the meeting of her thighs speaks directly to the speaker's womanhood, echoing Angelou's own experiences as a nightclub dancer. Collectively, these lines assert and reclaim the speaker's body and power in her identity as a black woman, reinforced by the declaration of being a black ocean, vast, powerful, and unstoppable. The speaker doesn't assert strength despite her blackness, but insists that her strength emanates from her identity as a black person. Angelou, by subverting expectations of traditional odes, challenges the presumed white gaze of her readership. She boldly declares that humanity, power, and beauty thrive abundantly in blackness and black womanhood. So that's it for this week. I'm so sorry for the long delay in getting these podcasts out to you. But the end of 2023 was a time of great transition for my family and I. We've packed up our homes and are moving to 40 acres of land in Pomonal in Victoria, Australia, adjacent to Halls Gap in the Grampians National Park. It is an absolutely wonderful place full of emus, kangaroos, bird life and stunning beauty. I'm very lucky and hope our new home leads to some great creative output and writing projects into the future. Once again, I'd like to thank you all for your great support of this program. We'll finish by listening one more time to the poem. See you next week.
Still I'll rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trot me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? 'Cause I walk like I got oil wells pumping in my own living room. Just like moons and like suns with the certainties of tide, just like hopes springing high, still, I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops weakening my soulful cries. Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't take it awful hard. 'Cause I laugh like I got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness. But still, like air, I'll rise. Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise? 'Cause I dance like I got diamonds at the meeting of my thigh. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise up from a past that is rooted in pain. I rise. I am a black ocean leaping wide, welling and swelling. I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak that's wondrously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, and still I rise.
You You've been listening to the Lit Poetry Podcast, presented by James Laidler. For more podcasts, poetry videos, and other useful resources, visit our website at www.litpoetry.com. Thanks for listening.